హలో, కానమ్మకు కథావచనం, మోహనవచనం, పరిజ్ఞాన హితభాండం, శ్రోతలకు ఆహ్వానం. నమస్కారం. చదవదగునెవరు రాసిన తదుపరి చదివిన వెంటనే మరువక పలువురికి వినిపింపబూనినా అది ఏ పరిజ్ఞాన హితభాండమవుపో మహిళ మోహనవచనమై విరాజిల్లు. పరిజ్ఞాన హితభాండం లక్ష్యం ప్రతివారీ సమాచార హక్కు ఆస్ఫూర్తితోనే ఇప్పుడు కొన్ని మీకు అంశాలు, ముఖ్యంగా ప్రధానంగా ఎంఏ ఇంగ్లీష్ లిటరేచర్ చదివిన వాడిగా నేను కొన్ని ఏన్షియంట్ టేల్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇంగ్లీష్ లిటరేచర్ అనేటువంటి అంశంగా మీకు వినిపించే క్రమంలో ఫ్రెండ్స్ ఎపోజల్స్ లెండ్ మీ యువర్ ఇయర్స్ టు హార్క్ మై టేల్స్ కలెక్టెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఏన్షియంట్ ఇంగ్లీష్ లిటరేచర్. These tales are told by this fellow, an idiot, by name Kanamoku. As in series, this one is Julius Caesar, written by William Shakespeare. So, please bear me for a few minutes. Julius Caesar. It is an outstanding tragedy written by William Shakespeare. The very play revolves around the events leading up to and following the assassination of Julius Caesar, the Roman dictator. The story is set in ancient Rome and focuses on the rise of Caesar's power and the conspiracy against him. At the beginning of the play, Caesar returns victorious from a war and is celebrated by the people. However, there are growing concerns among some Roman senators, namely Cassius and Brutus, about Caesar's increasing ambition and his potential to become a tyrant. Cassius convinces Brutus to join a conspiracy to assassinate Caesar, fearing that he would abuse his power and bring harm to the Roman Republic. On the Ides of March, the conspirators carry out their plan and stab Caesar to death in the Senate. After his assassination, Rome is thrown into chaos and political unrest. Mark Antony, Caesar's loyal friend, delivers a funeral speech that stirs the crowd against the conspirators. A civil war erupts between the supporters of Caesar, led by Antony, and the conspirators, led by Brutus and Cassius. During the war, Brutus and Cassius suffer a series of defeats, and their alliance begins to crumble due to personal disputes and disagreements. Eventually, both Brutus and Cassius take their own lives, realizing that their cause is lost. The play ends with Antony reflecting on the events that have unfolded and declaring that Caesar's spirit will seek revenge against those who plotted against him. Throughout Julius Caesar, Shakespeare explores themes of power, ambition, loyalty, and the consequences of political decisions. The play raises questions about the nature of leadership, the role of fate and destiny, and the complexities of human morality. It is a tragic tale that dives into the depths of political intrigue and its consequences, shedding light on the relentless pursuit of power and the price that must be paid. The play concludes with Antony reflecting on the events and declaring the inevitability of Caesar's revenge from beyond the grave. The final scenes convey the consequences of political actions and serve as a warning against the destructive forces of ambition and betrayal. Overall, Julius Caesar is a dramatic portrayal of the tragic consequences of political intrigue and power struggles. Shakespeare explores themes of loyalty, betrayal, and the complexities of human nature through the actions and motivations of the characters of his characters. The play offers insights into the nature of leadership, the influence of public opinion, and the destructive effects of unchecked ambition. Yes, this is the Julius Caesar drama. Thank you for listening.